present and emerging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara and Jess with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Greens' mayoral candidates for Brisbane County City Council's election in 2024, Jonathan Srirangarathan, is releasing details on an improved public transport plan for Brisbane later today. As an alternative to the Labour and LNP-backed Gympie Road bypass tunnel proposal. The proposal looks to create 15 new frequent bus routes, with a further 10 existing routes being upgraded and 13 new bus and transit lines being installed if Srirangarathan is elected. The public transport upgrade is expected to add an extra $169 million per year onto current costs.
Childcare workers are set to have personal phone and tablet usage banned during work hours after allegations of a worker allegedly abusing 91 girls in Brisbane, Sydney and overseas childcare centres. The policy is part of the Australian Children's Education and Care Quality Authority review into child safety measures in childcare environments. Australian education ministers are discussing this review and providing recommendations today in a national meeting, with an outcome expected tomorrow. If you or anybody you know requires support, please do not hesitate to contact Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800 or the National Sexual Assault and Family and Domestic Violence Counselling Service on 1800 RESPECT.
In national news, the National Consumer Watchdog, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, has raised concern over the rise in misleading advertising claims by social media influencers. Content creators are legally obliged to disclose sponsorship deals on their posts. However, a review by the ACCC found potential breaches across 81% of the accounts it surveyed. While many influencers tagged or thanked brands in their posts, the ACCC said they risked deceiving their followers into believing paid endorsements were entirely genuine or unpaid. The ACCC will release updated advertising guidelines for content creators, brands, and advertisers next year.
Recent research by a team from Macquarie University highlights the complex link between rising temperatures and rates of domestic violence. The paper claims the effects of hot weather causes behavior changes, such as consuming alcohol, as well as creating opportunities to act aggressively, especially domestic violence, usually perpetrated by the family members of victims. Experts said Australia is in a domestic violence crisis, and governments last year announced a national plan to end violence against women and children. If you or anyone you know requires support, please do not hesitate to call 1-800-RESPECT.
In international news, the Iranian government bans the family of the late Mahsa Amini from travelling to France to collect the posthumous Sakharov Prize from the European Union. Amini actively spoke out against Iran's imposition of headscarves and the Muslim-led government up to her death in police custody on 16 September 2022. The European Parliament President Roberta Metsola urges Iran to retract this decision, saying that Amini's family plays in Strasbourg to receive the award given for freedom of thought.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all our news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.